a fur trader's view, a horseman's view, a mate's view, a tanner's view, a legislator's view, a rancher's view, and a native view of bison. And even though bits and pieces of those many views may be covered in other bison histories, they have not always been synthesized. Here, they are specific, written by different scholars purposefully approaching those specific views that all come together nicely in this volume. Another encouraging aspect of this collection is the excellent presentation and use of scientific data, which is presented here in a way that will be easily understood by non-scientists and non-social scientists. Bison and people on the North American Great Plains is an important contribution to Western Canadian and American environmental history, and perhaps more specifically, wildlife history, historical geography, and North American borderlands historiography. In other words, the essays help connect the Greater West. Sterling Evans, series editor. Preface, Jeff Kunfer and Bill Wazer. For over a century, the demise of the bison seemed a simple, straightforward story. The arrival of railroads had flooded the plains with Euro